Hello, this is Jim Harris from Obsessive Compulsive Data Quality. This podcast is part of the Social Karma series. Today's topic is social media preparation. Let's begin with some common questions that are asked about social media. Should every individual professional have their own blog? Should every company have its own blog? Should every individual professional actively use social networking sites such as Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn? And should every company actively use these social networking sites? Now, some social media experts defiantly claim that the answers to all of those questions is a resounding yes. However, the only honest answer to all of those questions truly is maybe. As with everything in the business world, you should seek first to understand what social media can offer and what it requires before making any type of professional commitment. Both of those last two words are important: professional and commitment. The Social Karma series is about the art of effectively using social media in a business context. Therefore, we are discussing a topic about professional communication, which for both individuals and companies must always be taken very seriously. Using social media effectively, more than anything else, requires a commitment, mostly measured in time. As bad as many claim it is to not get actively involved in social media, believe me, doing it poorly does a lot more harm than not doing it at all. The pervasiveness of the internet and the rapid proliferation of powerful mobile technology is transforming the very nature of human communication, and perhaps most strikingly, business communication. Social media is taking advantage of this amazing new medium, enabling people separated by vast distances and disparate cultures to come together, communicate, and collaborate in ways few would have thought possible less than a decade ago. We continue to witness the decline of print media and the corresponding evolution of social media. I believe the primary reason for this transition is our increasing interest in exchanging what has traditionally been only a broadcast medium, print media, for a conversation medium, social media. To paraphrase the Beatles, you say you want a conversation. Well, you know, do you really want to change your world? What I mean by that is, since we're talking about social media as a conversation medium, which is a significant departure from the previous broadcast medium, we have to seriously stop and ask, do you really want a conversation? Because the conversations that social media are allowing us to have are conversations that some companies and individual professionals simply may not be ready for. In the business context of social media, these conversations can occur on several levels. Just a few examples would include between companies and their customers, including both prospective and former customers, between companies and their employees, between employees and customers, in a less formal sense and often outside the walls of the workplace, between employees, both inside and outside the walls of the workplace, and also between customers. Now, some of these conversations do currently occur, like the conversations between companies and their customers predominantly occur today in a customer service capacity, and most often through a telephone support line. Social media, among other things, is opening up new channels and new opportunities potentially for customer service. And another way of saying opportunity is challenge. So a lot of companies really have to decide, you know, if the corporate culture is willing and able to participate in these conversations. Now, many might rightfully argue that you may soon simply not have a choice but to have to begin participating in the types of conversations that social media is facilitating. Therefore, if you find that you and or your company are not currently willing or are not currently able, well, now is the time for you to properly prepare. Because once again, a lack of preparation will do a lot more harm than good when you're first getting involved with social media. Now, the good news is, once you have properly prepared, you will be positioned to turn this new challenge into a true competitive advantage. To paraphrase George Costanza from the television show Seinfeld, your worlds are colliding. We are becoming an increasingly digital society, and through social media, we are living more and more of both our personal and professional lives online, blurring, if not eliminating, the distinction between the two. Later in this series, I will return to this important topic and its implications for individual professionals. But for now, I just want to focus on the company perspective and discuss that there are digital walls that can prevent, or at the very least slow down, your worlds from colliding. And those digital walls are your company intranet. First, I recommend establishing a corporate policy regarding what is permissible for employees to say about the company on external social networking sites, such as Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, as well as other social media platforms, including the employees' personal blogs. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I am not advocating censorship. I'm just talking about establishing some basic guidelines of expected professional behavior. Next, I would recommend that you evaluate using an internal social networking platform, such as Yammer or Socialcast, to name just two examples among many options. Employees can use, while at the office, for robust communication and collaboration. You might not have to block external social networking sites, but you might want to consider strongly encouraging that all work-related social networking be performed within the safety of the corporate firewall, as opposed to being out there in the serendipitous series of tubes that we know as the internet. Later in this series, we're going to return to active participation in external media, such as blogging and other social networking sites, for both employees and companies. But for now, I'm going to return to the core focus of social media preparation, which is the act of listening. My primary recommendation before committing to active involvement in social media is to perform some due diligence by actively listening. You need to dedicate time to reading the blogs within your specific industry or other areas of your professional interest. You want to pay close attention to the most frequent topics of discussion, especially in the comments section. Your goal is to learn as much as possible about the online community within which you are considering active participation. There are many useful and free listening tools available that you can use in order to facilitate this research. Now, these are not your only options, but here are a few that you can consider trying. Google Alerts can be used to help you receive email updates of the relevant search results based on a query or topic of your choosing. For instance, for your company, perhaps you want to search for any mention of your company name or the products that you sell. You can also use Google Blog Search to search blogs and the web, including perhaps your competitors' blogs, if they have any, for relevant topics. You can save those search results as an RSS feed. Twitter is unique among other social networking sites in the sense that you do not have to sign up for an account on Twitter in order to be able to get read-only access to Twitter content. Take advantage of this feature. You can use the Twitter search feature to search Twitter for conversations that are currently occurring, again, in your industry or professional area of interest, about your company and its products and services. You can also save Twitter search queries as RSS feeds. Google Reader is one of many RSS readers, but what you can do with all of these feeds that you're creating is you can aggregate your research about these websites, blogs, and the other RSS feeds that you've created from searches, and aggregate all of that into a single listening station. So now what you have constructed for yourself is the means for doing the research. Now, setting up what I just quickly described doesn't take a lot of time. The important point is you need to dedicate time to actually reviewing this. And you're creating a listening station not just for a few days, and there really is no specific or recommended time period. But again, just like just about anything else, you're going to get out of this research activity the effort that you put into it. So again, establish a listening station and practice active listening in order to gain a greater understanding of the online community before you consider active participation. So in conclusion, just like with any professional endeavor, honestly evaluate both your expectations and your readiness before you and your company get actively involved with social media in a business context. Diligent research and proper preparation are standard best practices, and there is absolutely no reason that these sound business principles should not also apply to social media. This is Jim Harris of Obsessive Compulsive Data Quality. This podcast is part of the Social Karma series. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.